The Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign continues. State and local law enforcement officers across Wisconsin continue patrolling in greater numbers and for longer hours to get drunks off the road. There had been reports of drivers with multiple offenses. State Patrol Major Sandra Huxtable with the DOT says she recalls a motorist with 16 OWI offenses.
I mean, I can't even imagine someone having their 16th offense, because that's definitely significant prison time or jail time for them.
Huxtable says repeated impaired driving is usually due to improper planning or other problems such as alcoholism. Though it's not typical to see multiple offenses, Huxtable says when most drivers are cited with an OWI and told about their level of intoxication, they usually have a wake-up call.
More than half of our OWI convictions are just for first time, and the person gets their first offense, and then they recognize, oh, shoot, I shouldn't have done that, or I didn't realize I was that drunk, that is how it feels, or something like that, and they do get that wake-up call.
Huxtable says 40% of deaths on Wisconsin roadways are alcohol-related. That's 225 deaths, she says, that could have been prevented. And nearly 3,000 more individuals are injured as a result of alcohol-related crashes. Seatbelts also play a huge role in driver safety.
More than 50% of our traffic deaths are caused from unbuckled drivers as well.
The DOT reminds motorists to drive sober, obey traffic laws, and buckle up. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.